Just getting people in the spirit for the holidays coming up. Of course, Thanksgiving still has to show up here as well. The turkey gets kicked to the curb, and the Santa and the reindeer and the Messiah fill up everything to the right. Is that the right tree? They all go together. You know, the different decorations that people have out and put. I still have to post this. You know, you post a lot of things. By the way, Rachel Critz, Coupon Queen, joining us here as well. And Rocco Nushi in studio, who handles a lot of social media for us. I have something that I took a picture of a while ago and I got it posted, but I keep forgetting to do this. I found that I was at one of the big box stores and they have all their holiday Christmas decorations out. And there was a box, and inside this box was Jesus, Mary, Joseph, kind of a little bit of a manger.
Like
type
a nativity.
Of a nativity
okay.
scene. Thank you for my. The word was escaping me this morning.
Happens.
And it was a clear.
Were there two Jesuses? Because you said Jesus twice. I was like, maybe.
I don't know. Who knows? Well,
you have like baby Jesus, a slightly older Jesus within there as well.
It's like teen Jesus? Is that a thing too? I don't
could
know.
Be, yeah.
The lost
could,
years that yes, we kind of, the right. prequel, as they kind of like call it. And it had a cellophane front, so you could see into this. All three of the participants inside there did not look very comfortable. And I'm ready to post. I got to get, you know, no room at the inn.
Right.
Nor inside this box either. That's kind of the thing that I got to. Would that work for you if I take a picture and do that?
Sure.
I'll work on that too.
I mean, I can't imagine a stable would have been super comfortable.
Right.
You know.
No.
But in this box, everybody's like elbowing each other and they're turned like sideways. Yeah. And
that's probably the way it really happened, right?
It's all about connection. We're all affectionate.
Does it come with the smells too? Because I can only imagine, you know, these nativity scenes don't come with the smells.
I don't know. This is not a live nativity scene. As well. But if you're going out holiday shopping, Rachel's here to help us to avoid some shopping pitfalls this morning. That's her column title for the accent section of the Chronicle Telegram. This is kind of a don't do this list, right?
Right. Things to avoid.
And what prompted you to think, well, okay, I better set this up for the first one?
Well, I have to come up with something.
Well, of course.
I'm just a wealth of knowledge. Maybe just say that. I don't know.
Not making a list is your first one on the
list.
First one on the list, but is not making a list.
Yes. Right? You have to make a list. If you, Black Friday has started, and actually, I think we chatted about this a little last week, but some of the deals have already dropped this week. So, like, Targets have dropped, Kohl's has dropped, Best Buy. Walmart starts their second Black Friday tomorrow at noon for Walmart Plus, and I think 3 for everybody else. So I that's probably where it was. You know, it's Black Friday season. That's things to avoid. Yes.
Right.
So, but the number one thing you need to do, if you have not already, and I know I have harped on this, but you have to make a list. You have to know what you need, what you've bought. If you don't, you have bought things that you know, that you had forgotten about, and which means you'll double gift. It just winds up being a money waster.
You'd say use an app on your phone for the list.
Yeah, you can use an app. As simple as that notepad. Does everyone still have that? Whether you have, we're an Android.
I still got one. Yeah, I got an Android. I got one. Yeah.
So there's a notepad.
Where's that located? I can't find that on my phone. By the way, last hour, I should have put this note, the list on my phone. I went grocery shopping last night and I left the list at home.
That's
a rookie mistake.
And you have to use the Alexa app. Because you can just tell Alexa to add things to your app, and then you can speak it in your kitchen, and then when you go shopping, you pull up the Alexa app, and your shopping list is there. So I will actually leave the house, tell everybody, hey, I'm shopping, add things to the cart, like now, but add things to the list, and then I can pull it up in real time, and there you will never be without your list.
Do you cross it off the list?
Yes, there's a check mark. And so you check it, and then it takes it off your – listen, it
– come on.
If
Bruce.
Alexa is – everyone's Alexa is probably going off.
Look, I love pieces of paper. Can't you see this? Pieces of paper in my pockets.
It is a game changer, and I will tell you that little Echo device is worth its weight in gold just for the shopping list. So that's another option you have. Is you can create a Christmas shopping list on there.
Maybe the Echo device is on my shopping list that I have to create using the device.
It's on sale. It is on sale. Do you have Amazon Prime?
Hold on. Yes. I'm going to take a note. Do I can write it on a piece of paper?
I'll find you the deal. I'll send it to you. I'm telling you, it is.
All right.
I mean, I could just be cooking and I'll say, Alexa, play music, and she'll play music. She'll tell me the weather. She'll tell me the top news story. listen, it's, but I'll tell you the thing I use the most for is the shopping list. I love that, the shopping list. Yeah, it's amazing. It's a game changer.
Is that even more important now with online shopping? Because I feel like online shopping more so than in-person, impulse buy, right? You're, you know, scrolling through Amazon, whatever website. Ooh, this, that, the other. I feel like a list is so much more important now because of that.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I mean, listen, I post amazing deals, but all day long on my Facebook and blog. But like, if you don't have a list, yeah, you could just completely impulse buy all day, right? People will say they didn't know they needed it until I posted it. I'm like, well, you make sure you need it. Make sure it's on your list. Or now that you've bought it, add it to your list and tell, and you know, and match it to who you've bought it for.
You had a pickleball set that you just posted that
for $9.99. Do you play pickleball?
Well, for $9.99, maybe I should.
Listen, my boys and I just started playing at the end of summer, and it is so fun, and it is a sport I can do.
It would cost more to buy, pay somebody to play with me, apparently, on here.
I'll come play with you.
You know how that is when you're little. And Elyria, when you're little,
Elyria has free courts.
That's right. Yeah, that's like a new thing.
Yes.
Today is not a good day to play pickleball outside.
No, not today.
check your return policy. This, are there return policies? And
There are. And some of the stores will change a little bit during the holiday season, you know, so, you know, some stores you only have 30 days, but now that we're in the Christmas season, most of these stores will allow you to return things till the end of January, but some products are different. So like Apple products may be different. So in each store is going to be different. So you're going to want to go in and ask, or you know what, actually don't ask. I was teaching a coupon class at the Elyria Library a couple weeks ago, and somebody said that they had gone into a store and they disagreed with what I was saying. And I said, well, I got this right off the website. And, you know, and the thing is that there's new employees this time of
year.
There's
hearsay in the store.
There's a lot of hearsay. You know, and the thing is policies change. So it's not even particularly the employee's fault. As you know, I would definitely go back in there and pull up the, you know, the policy online and confirm it that way, because policies change, especially this time of year.
Bring the receipts, as the kids say.
Yes, bring the receipts. They do say that.
And they also wait a minute, that's another meaning of something. I get here what's going on here.
That just means you got the evidence.
Yeah, you got the evidence. Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Ready to go for this. Yeah, that's anyway, let's move on to the overusing credit. This is one of those things you just kind of have to keep in mind.
Careful.
Make sure that you are not going to overspend.
No matter what the deal is, if you can't pay off your credit card by the next billing cycle, then it's just ruined the deal for you.
The deal gets paid to the credit card company that you would have obviously
saved. Yeah, so really
saved.
Be careful. You know, again, it goes back to making your list and creating a budget and making sure that you can stay on top of it. And,
Rachel Kritz, a coupon queen, joining us this morning talking about avoiding holiday shopping pitfalls, forgetting to compare prices. Like, how often do you compare prices?
I compare prices almost every time I shop, especially this time of year. You know, way back when, 80s, when you shopped through the catalogs, right?
Right.
There was really no way to compare unless you had to, like, pull out all the catalogs. I mean, now you can get online and you can price compare all the time. My kids have given me a small list, and I've already started going from, you know, website to website trying to find out, you know, where the best deal is.
But you have to stop at some point and think, I'm going to purchase at this price, even though tomorrow some other price could be different or it might fluctuate.
And a little bit of it is knowing what the rock bottom price is. For instance, Apple iPods were on sale for $69 last week, which is they do not go lower than that. They do not go. So I posted and I'm like, listen, people, jump on this. This is it. This is not. And if it did go lower, you could return it, right, per the policy, the store's policy. But this week, the deal is $79. So some of the people who missed it, you know, maybe just missed the post. But I'm like, I don't think they're going to go back down to $69. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this is it. Buy it now. Don't be sad that you missed on the $10.
There's a lot of anxiety you're just creating in my mind.
I hope I'm saying, I'm giving you the knowledge to say, if you missed it last week, which $69 was a great deal, but $79, which is going on right now, is
still
a
really
great
good.
Buy. Yeah. So that's, I'm kind of hoping to, like, you know, give people a little bit of my insight to know when to buy and when the deals are.
So you almost have to understand what sort of, I would say, sort of, quote, regular prices.
Yeah.
Like, and just throughout random times what the price would be so you know when you're getting
something. Because, like, $99 for AirPods is a good sale price if it was, like, March, right? Because I think if you just walked into a store, they'd probably be about, like, $129 at the highest.
Okay.
So yeah, $79, and they'll go on sale Dang. Again for $89. They're just going to keep going on sale higher, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, and I think Walmart has the Pros on sale tomorrow.
Ooh,
so if you're looking for those, those will be on sale.
And you talk about different big box stores, but obviously small business is an important place to go because you get there's a lot of other benefits related to that too.
One of the big shopping mistakes that you can make is to only rely on your big box stores. You know, if you can shop small. It helps out obviously the business owners, but you can really get unique gifts and quality service, right?
Yep.
One-on-one service. They'll help you decide what to get. You know, sometimes it's hard to find a gift for specific people on your list. You can go into these boutique shops and just stores around town.
The Amazon return department is probably filled with a lot of bad choices that people didn't quite do.
Listen, I went to Kohl's to pick up an order, and the Amazon return line was long.
Oh, gosh.
It was long. So, yeah.
Right?
Some bad choices.
So sometimes you get some people that are a little more attentive, and you can kind of understand what they want and find something.
And it's something that you know, it's completely unique. You're not going to be able to find anywhere else. And, yeah. It definitely shop small when you can.
Okay. Well, avoid holiday shopping pitfalls. That's this week's article, but lots of great articles as well. You can always find them in the Chronicle TE edition that you can go back on different weeks to do or follow Rachel on the Couponing with Rachel on her blog or on Facebook and always deals pop up. Since I've been following you, I keep getting these different deals kind of popping up along the way too.
So many deals this time of year.
Different things. And I think, first of all, sometimes I think, what is this item? As opposed
what?
To,
what? Like which item do you? Can,
I don't know.
You know what I just bought? I think I posted it. It's so I eat a lot of salads, and so I like green olives and I like jalapenos. So I got this pickle thing that you put on the jar, and then it has the little pickle fork on the side. So you know you can.
No way.
Yeah, I think that's genius because
that is.
I have to, you know, open the drawer and get a spoon out of it.
Burn
time.
A whole right. clean fork or spoon, yeah.
So I'm like, this is genius. I just bought it. Wow. I think it arrives today.
You had the vegetable slicer that I saw recently.
I bought that too.
This thing has been around since like the 1950s.
It
right?
has, but it, for it was $12. And you know, I've posted that. It's like it has a julian slices and
well, you can put
you
different
put it
shapes
in and you
chop
cut it and
vegetables.
You know what I'm saying? You know, those,
yeah.
Okay. And I was sitting there thinking, is it more work? Because don't you have to like prep it and then put it in? I don't. But it was $12, and I thought, you know, I'm gonna give this thing a try.
Well, there's always somebody starting a kitchen that you can give them this to, and they'll.
Yeah.
See how well it works with them.
I may eat a lot of vegetables, so I feel like it's gonna be a win. Oh, my husband makes a killer chicken noodle soup, so I think he may be excited. You know, instead of having to cut everything.
Oh, wait, for a moment, you said chicken noodle soup. I'm thinking there's no vegetable in that sentence, but I realize that's the other part. Right?
So many vegetables.
There's so many. There's celery and onion and carrots and yeah.
That's a little deceptive. There's more vegetables than
that's
chickens
true.
And noodles.
It's like
in
vegetable soup with chicken, but that doesn't have the good ring.
No, it doesn't.
So you get the kids to eat it, right?
By the way, today is a great soup day. Just to say,
that sounds so good right now.
I have some goulash at home too. I made that the other
Stop.
Day too.
That sounds so good.
This is good. All right. Anyway, Couponing with Rachel. You can follow her on the social medias as well and read her in the Chronicle Telegram. Thanks for coming in, Rachel. Appreciate
Thanks, guys.
It.